Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is wonderful.
This is it.
This is it.
The moment. Yo, way. I don't know that song. I thought I did.
That's the only part I know.
I thought I knew it, but then I didn't know it even. I didn't even know the fifth word, kind of, in the chorus, if you really think about it. So this is a podcast, and it's a fan cast of Michael McDonald and his whole thing. That was wasn't that a Doobie or Michael McDonald? God, I don't know fucking anything about music, huh? I don't know anything about music. The only song I know is All About That Bass. It's like my favorite tune. Uh-huh. Talk about it every week, and it's like my only band. Is Meghan Trainor.
And it allows you to make dad jokes as necessary.
Yeah, because then somebody can be like, hey, do you want to go bass fishing with me? And I can be like, mm-hmm. I'm all about that bass fishing.
Or they can say something that rhymes with bass, and then you can jump in.
Yeah, like lace. Like, you want to go see Arsenic? Old Lace. And I'll be like, no trouble. So that's my favorite fucking song. This is a podcast where we talk about the things that we're very into. And hey, do you have any of those small wonders that I crave so bad? Those little, you know, munchable, just ones you pop, you can't stop small wonders?
It's October.
It is October.
And that's kind of exciting, I think, for a lot of people, including me.
Yeah, sure. That might even be one of my things. But I like it a lot. This hasn't happened before, but yeah, it's good. Maybe let's not talk about it, though. I have one, and it's...
Oh, hey, I have a small wonder.
Hey, what's your small wonder?
It's actually a favor I did for you that I'm just remembering now to tell you, which is I delivered your returned items to the mailbox.
Oh, thank you.
Griffin received some articles online that were at our house.
They didn't fit.
And he didn't want them, and they'd been sitting in front of our door
thank
for a long
you,
time.
Babe.
So on the way to get our dinner tonight, I put them in the mailbox.
That is so sweet. It's not really a wonderful thing, though. You kind of just wanted to tell me about it. My small wonder is this very nice thing that you did for me. My other small wonder is Riverdale Season 2. Fucking holy.
I almost brought that up, but I'm embarrassed.
God alive, this fucking television
I'm
show.
I'm so embarrassed about it.
I was telling Rachel, like, some of the twists and turns of the last couple seasons of the OC seem like, while you're watching it, like, kind of unbelievable. Like, oh, really? That character's a cage fighter now? Every episode of Riverdale contains something that is a million times wilder.
Yeah, it feels like all that work that a lot of people do when they tell stories of like, hey, if we're going to introduce this, we should really appropriately set it up in advance.
We just watched an episode with a drag race in it where one of the characters, and I won't say which one, but like one of the characters is just working on a car in one
just
scene. And it's
inexplicably
like,
knowledgeable.
Why are you? I don't know. I don't think it's a good show, but and it's not even like must-see TV for me. We've been spreading this watch out over several months. We watch like one every 2 weeks. But every time we do, I am enraptured. Because this show has no fucking rules anymore. It will do anything.
It's true.
It's very brave. Who goes first this week? I think maybe it's you.
I think maybe it's me.
What's your first thing?
My topics this week are very American.
Oh, great.
And I'm excited to share them with you.
Cool. Let me have it.
The first.
Yes.
Apple pie.
Apple pie. I love this stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, do I love this stuff. Haven't made one in a while. I got in a little streak where I was making them there for a little bit.
You know what I love, too, is that you can just buy the can of, like, apple pie filling.
No worries. No trouble. Just do it. You know? Eat too much of this, uh-huh. You'll have all the right curves in all the right places. Can we just listen to that song real quick before we do the rest of the show?
It's so strange to me that this is prominent for you right now. So here's the thing about apple pie.
Yes.
It's not really as American as it seems.
Oh, nuts!
apples are native to Asia, which you may have known already.
I think I did know that.
The only native apple in North America is the crab apple.
Have you ever had a crab apple pie?
I don't think anyone
has.
What
is up with these little pruny bastards? Has anyone, a horse will eat a crab apple?
You sound like a real Andy Rooney right now.
What is the deal with these wrinkly old pricks?
Sure make me crabby, and they don't look like apples.
Well, yeah. Now you're kind of getting into Gene Shalit territory, which I don't... Man, did the two of them ever fucking team up?
Oh my gosh. It's just a real eyebrow off on that one.
They're both dead, right?
I don't think Gene Shalit is.
Gene Shalit's still with us. Andy ripped, though, I think. Mm-hmm. So, apple pie.
Okay, so here's the deal with apple pie. It started out, as I mentioned, not being a native plant. And then by 1800, American farmers were growing 14,000 varieties of apple.
That is a lot of different.
You want to try and name all of them?
All 14,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Red. Red Delicious.
Oh, that's one, I think.
Granny Smith.
Yeah.
Sweet Baby. Yumcrumptious. Mount Taste More.
Mm-hmm. Ralph.
Ralph the apple. Mm-hmm. Yellow Friend. Mm-hmm.
Snapple
apple. Little Red Sweet Something is my favorite. And then is that it? Did I do 14,000? It felt like it.
It really did. Do you know the apples that are most commonly used in apple pies?
Macintosh?
That's one, yeah.
Not Granny Smith. Those are too bitter. Those are too sour.
You can use a Granny Smith.
Can you? Interesting. Yeah. Red Delicious?
Nope.
Fuck.
I got Braeburn.
That is not one.
Gala
is one. I fucked that up.
Cortland?
Nope, not an apple.
Bramley.
No, not an apple. These are made up.
Empire.
No, not an apple.
And Northern Spy.
Northern Spy?
Mm-hmm. In addition to Granny Smith and Macintosh.
That is not... Braeburn? Wilbur? Was one of them Wilbur?
One of them was not Wilbur. There was Cortland and Empire and Bramley.
Bramley.
Bramley is my favorite.
Bramley is, in 2019, Bramley is going to be the baby name that shows up in like all of your friends' Instagram. Like, this is Bramley and I love him. He's so sweet, like a Bramley apple. You know this.
Now, does this sweatshirt belong to Bramley P or Bramley V?
Okay. So,
male or female, that's what I like about it.
I love
versatile.
It. You can go wherever you need it to go.
So the earliest apple pie recipe turns out was written in England, called for figs, raisins, pears, and saffron in addition to apples.
Okay, so not a fucking apple pie then, but nice try, history book.
I guess
book.
That was the first pie ever to use apples, and that's why they call it.
Where did you get this? No.
This is from the Smithsonian.
Smithsonian, fuck off, no way.
Wow.
No, give me the Jakarta entry on apple pie, because there's no...
Did you say Jakarta?
Yeah, you have Jakarta? Encarta. What I call Jakarta? Fucking holy shit. Listen. It's still not an apple pie, though. If you put four other types of fruit in it, it's not an apple pie, but good try.
Well, if you're not going to count that, you should also consider then the Dutch apple pie, which dates back to 1514.
I was going to say, then that's the first apple pie, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what we're more familiar with. So the whole American is apple pie phenomenon is kind of difficult to pinpoint, but there is a 1924 advertisement for suits. And it says, new less suits that are as American as apple pie.
New less suits?
L-E-S-T-Z.
Oh.
Must have been the family name.
Less zoots suits that are American as apple pie, it said? Mm-hmm. That's a fucking wild thing to say. That's a wild thing to say for the first time.
It's kind of like a weird comparison, like between food and clothing, too.
But also to say it when it's not true, explicitly not true. It's American as ramen noodles. Like, okay, I guess you can just say that. It wouldn't be the first time that somebody was like, this is American now.
By World War II, this was pretty much cemented, and the whole American apple pie phenomenon was pretty concrete.
Good.
Apple pies? What's in them besides apples?
apple, cinnamon, sugar, sometimes Karo syrup. It depends on where you live in the country. Crust. I mean, that's like sort of the base components, right? Am I missing a big one?
Butter.
I mean, yeah. But do you put butter in the filling?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
You got to cook those apples.
Is this the song American Pie, which I've never heard again? I've only heard just the one tune. Is that what it's talking about, though, is apple pie? You know? Bye, bye. Oh, is that how it goes? I haven't heard it, but it's like, do you know what I'm talking about? That
Miss
song?
Miss American Pie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that talking about an apple? Is it talking?
I don't know where to go with this.
No, is it talking about a sapient apple pie that came alive?
Oh, like made of Ralph apples?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like an apple pie with like legs and arms and two big eyes and two big ruby red lips on the front of it.
Does that do it for you?
It does. It does a lot. And he's singing the song to like this big sentient living apple pie that he loved so much and had a you know, a sex school affair with. I haven't heard it, but can you confirm that there's more lyrics in it that are like you're sweet, sweet
hold on.
It's like you're feeling on my.
I'm looking through my files.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, remember that movie? Do you remember that movie where where that guy? I forget what it's called, but he put his wiener right in one.
Oh, good.
Love it.
Good.
I fucking love it, dude.
Here is the real question.
Okay.
You heard about cheese on pie?
Oh, yes.
So apple pie with cheddar is, it says, a popular dish in Midwest and New England, particularly in Vermont.
Okay.
I am from the Midwest. I have never had cheddar cheese on an apple pie before.
I have.
Oh, yeah?
It's okay. I did it. I was pressured by friends, peer pressured, to try it.
Where were you at the time?
Jail. I was at home. I was like at a party or something, and there was...
They're like, hey, Griffin, put cheese on that pie. Do it, Griffin.
I think it may have actually been a church picnic. And it wasn't awful because it was like Kraft singles, right? So it's not you want that over like a fucking pungent pungent blue cheese, right? You want like a flavorless slab, and it just kind of makes it kind of creamy. I would not do it again, but it was not as awful as
I've never had it, and it shocks me.
Okay, well, I'm sure we're gonna hear from dozens of wonderful fans. It's the only fucking way, dude.
Love apple pie, big fall dish.
Yeah,
it's super cinnamony sweet. Yeah, I will always choose it. Let's say there's a variety of fruit pies, I will always go apple.
Yeah. I'm thinking. I don't. Yeah.
I know you like a strawberry.
I do, but that's a sometimes food. And when I say sometimes, I mean like middle of July.
Yeah.
Really, no other time of year do I want to eat a strawberry pie. Hey, can I tell you about my first thing?
Oh, those McDonald's apple pies too. And the like little vending machine apple pies.
Hand pies. Yeah. The Hostess hand pies. I'll destroy one of those.
But please tell me about your thing.
My first thing is seals, the animal. The animal seals.
Good.
Which are good. We watched some seals videos a couple of nights ago.
I decided.
Yeah.
I'd seen a lot of capybaras, a lot of sloths.
We did dip in, and we haven't really explored this yet, but the Nagasaki Biopark, which we've talked about, their Vine account being sort of my original source for capybara material. They do have a YouTube channel that is pretty fucking choice. But we wanted a new animal.
I wanted an animal that scratched a lot of the same itches of the capybara. Seal
got us there. Seals are kind of like sea otters, but big. And great. There's a lot of different types of seals. There is a clade, which is an awesome word that I just learned today. It means basically like a bunch of different species of animals that have like one common ancestor, called pinnipeds. And that encompasses these, like, I think there's 33 different types of pinnipeds, including seals, and one species of walrus. There's just one type of walrus, I guess.
The Bramley.
The Wilford Bramley. I don't necessarily want to talk about walruses. because they don't do it for me.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of like seals, but sharp with his sharp.
I mean, they got big teeth. But they're like a seal, but bigger, more seal but per inch.
The teeth is really no good. Okay. And also, I saw clips from the movie that Jason, oh shit, what's it from? Jay and Silent Bob?
Muse?
No, not then the other one. The Silent
Jason
Bob.
Jason Lee.
One. No, the other. So the guy who plays Silent Bob. I'm really dying out here, folks.
Oh,
I can't
Kevin
remember.
Smith?
Kevin Smith made the movie with the...
With Walrus?
Justin Long. Oh, yeah. It's called Tusk. You didn't hear about it? Ooh, he made like this trilogy of Canadian like horror movies. One of them was called Tusk. Ooh. In which, spoiler alert, somebody turns... Justin Long into a walrus. It's horrific. Anyway, don't love them. Pinnipeds, though, here's a fact, because we were talking about when we were watching it, you were like, what animal does seals remind me of? Pinnipeds belong to the order Carnivora, and their closest living relatives are bears and musteloids, which includes weasels, raccoons, skunks, and red pandas.
See weasel.
Having diverged about 50 million years ago,
yeah,
which seems like a quite a long time. I could also see bears.
See, I don't know that I can see bears.
Okay. There's one type of seal I also don't want to talk about. They are the leopard seal is fucking canceled. No way.
Whoa.
These things are the most brutal. Well, they're like the second most vicious oceanic predator, right behind killer whales. This is not a joke. They will like when they get old and big, they will eat other seals.
Oh,
fuck
no.
That. You're canceled. Get out of here, leopard seals. You are not invited to this segment. Did all the leopard seals leave? Okay, good. Here's some fun facts about seals. Their whiskers, cute as heck, dude. I love those things.
I love an animal with whiskers, just in general.
But these whiskers are also useful because they can sense vibrations in the water, maybe of predators, maybe of prey. Any organism that displaces water while in the water, they can sense it with their whiskers up to hundreds of yards away.
Wow.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It makes that noise and they pick it up and then they go right over to it. They live on land and sea. On land, they can like live in colonies of thousands of seals, just all congregating together. When a seal has a baby seal, they do it on land and they usually crank one out a year. That's a great, great return on seal investment. I'm very into that. When it's in the water, seal can hold its breath for 2 hours, which is one of like the longest amounts of time that a seal. Well, it's because they can slow down their heart rate by up to 80% when they're in the water, which allows them to dive up to 1,300 feet below the surface of the water. I've talked about puffins before being like pretty dope, very versatile animals. A seal is also like land, sea, probably not air, definitely not air, but land and sea, like they have it, and probably not even land, actually. They're not that great. We did watch a video of a seal kind of lumbering up to like a dude who was just like sitting, and the seal was like sort of nibbling on its boot, and then the seal started to roll over, and it did roll all the way down a very big hill. It took about 40 seconds for it to finish its descent, and it was so good. Sad stuff. They are hunted. They are hunted both by humans for their fur in certain parts of the world, and by orcas for their amazing flavor, I assume. But don't think about that. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. Look at the videos. There's so many videos of great
yes.
seals doing great stuff.
And they got those flippers.
They got the flippers. They got the snoots.
They got the bark.
They got the bark. The sound that these animals make is out of this world.
Yes.
Out of this world. I've never heard one and said like, I hate that. It's always, I'm so delighted by that. I would love to meet a seal in person. They're snoots. I touched
gosh,
on that earlier.
Snoot.
Whenever there's a video of like a seal playing with a child through the glass at an aquarium, that's very good. When the seal like squishes into the window and you see his whole face compress, it is, I'm going to cry. It's so good. It's the best nose. It's one of the best noses. And I don't think there's any doubt about that. The baby seal jumping up on the surfboard. Hello. Hello. Are you listening? Are you watching? Eyes open. Look at the seal on the surfboard. It's so good.
They've got those big eyes too. Like those sweet eyes.
I love their eyes. Everybody's always talking about dolphins. Dolphins are the most beautiful sea creature. Look at how smooth. No. I love seals in the way that I wish I loved dolphins. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do.
Can I steal you away? That's short, but I mean, what else is there to say? It's fucking seals, man.
Seals are the best.
I'm getting, and now I'm getting angry because of how much I like them. Oh no, the ending was a kind of a scary roar. The ending kind of sounded like a leopard seal, and I specifically told them to get the hell out of my podcast.
Hey, I've got a Jumbotron.
Okay. You're sitting on that piano bench in a really, a very curious way. Yeah, it's very flirty. You kind of do look like a lounge singer, like sitting on top of a piano. Like you're just kind of like in repose on the piano bench.
You let our listeners in on the secret that we record this show using state-of-the-art equipment, and I still sit on a piano bench.
Listen, we were just at IKEA. We just dropped the ball on buying a second chair for the office.
I have a new YouTube channel for you to check out.
Oh, please.
It's youtube.com/Erin Cerise.
Can you spell that for our friends at home?
It's ErynCerise.
And what's this channel all about?
You like Sailor Moon?
Sure.
Specifically, are you in tune with Sailor Moon?
I am, yes. I am definitely in tune with Sailor Moon.
Madoka Magica?
Yes, love that one.
Pretty Cure?
I'm Pretty Cure.
If you love magical girl anime and are interested in the history of this fabulous, frilly, wonderful genre, join Erin Cerise for her new video series, Mahou Profile, A History of Magical Girls. This series aims to chronicle the entire magical girl genre show by show from the 1960s to today, giving in-depth reviews, analyses, and links to wider Japanese pop culture along the way.
That it sounds like a very, very good channel.
Again, that's youtube.com/Erin, Eryn Cerise, Cerise.
And I gotta say, like, I can't wait for the episode about my favorite magical girl, Meghan Trainor. So.
Just still doing that.
Yeah.
So. Okay. This next message is for Anna. It is from Tessa.
Rip it.
Anna, you are getting married. Or are you married? Did I officiate or was that just a joke? From the day I met you 13 years ago, me in a bathrobe locked out of my dorm, you helpful.
What a meet cute.
Until this day, probably, we have been friends. Wow. I hope being married is as fun as adopting a dog, but with fewer potty accidents. I love you, Tessa.
I think Rachel would attest that there have been many more potty accidents than she was sort of in the market for.
I would say what you do isn't an accident.
No.
I'd say just intentional potty usage.
Yeah, it's not an accident, but it is a mistake. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It always makes it in the potty, though, right? Mm-hmm. So, there.
I'm Bailiff Jesse Thorne, and justice is within your reach.
My mom refuses to take my phone calls.
My boyfriend says I should take our cats with me to graduate school, but I think he should keep them.
In the court of Judge John Hodgman, justice rules.
My partner's board game collection is out of control.
My sister won't stop stealing my clothes.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. I'm tough, but fair. I'll bring you justice, and I'm only a click away.
Tipping. Automotive etiquette. Siblings. Roommates. If you've got a case, go to MaximumFun.org/JJHO. Judge John Hodgman is tough, but fair. Subscribe to the podcast today.
Judge John Hodgman rules. That is all.
Hey, what's your second thing, please?
My second thing.
I can't wait. How American is it?
On my American train is craft beer.
Craft beer?
Craft beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
A contentious one, I think.
Oh, yeah?
A contentious one.
Okay. So.
I just, you know me, I like a Bud Light.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to listen.
What do you like? Tell me what you like about Bud Light.
Crisp flavor.
What's the flavor exactly?
Bud Light.
Okay.
I mean, it tastes like, you know, a beer. It tastes like a good time beer. Mm-hmm. Crisp flavor, sharp hops, and the barley. that they use, that they toast it just the way I love it. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm out at, you know, a high school football game and I've snuck the Bud Lights in for me and nobody else, then I just feel it like a lot more than, you know, if I had like a, Hefeweizen. I can't
This character you're doing right now?
Yeah, he's in like 30 seconds, he's gonna like die.
What's his name?
His name is Toe.
Mm.
Yeah, his name is Toe. Big Toe, as they called him in high school.
I'm gonna miss him.
Yeah, so hold on, let me finish. So yeah, like I'll go and root for the Titans from Remember the Titans, and I'll have like three or four.
Oh no.
I fell in a manhole.
Oh no, Toe.
He died.
Yeah.
I love craft beer though.
I know that about you. I get very excited when I am at a bar or a restaurant and they hand you that list and there's actually craft beers on it. A lot of times you don't get that. I appreciate that. I'm excited about it. I like going to a store and they got all the different colored labels and you see all these exciting new kinds that you've never had before.
They have fun with those labels.
Mm-hmm. Like a seasonal, like those craft beers, a lot of times they have a lot of seasonal options, which are exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about craft beer.
Okay.
Hasn't been popular for very long.
This is true. This is the one thing I do know about craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's been like 4 years.
You remember when we were coming up?
Yeah.
You just couldn't find a lot of it.
You literally couldn't. We had a store called the Ashland Beverage Center, which was in Ashland, Kentucky, which was a good half hour, 40 minutes away from our home. And we had to have to go there if we wanted any cider of any kind.
Yeah.
We literally had to cross state lines to get it. They had Strongbow, which is fortunate because that's like my favorite cider still. But like to get any ciders whatsoever, not available in all of Huntington. That's wild. I didn't even think about that.
Uh-huh.
We used to drink trash.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely did. So craft beer kind of came about in the 80s. In the 70s, effective marketing campaigns changed America's beer preference to light, low-calorie beers. And this is from brewersassociation.org.
That fact is terrifying, by the way. Mm-hmm. You like this now. Now you like this.
By the end of the 70s, the beer industry had consolidated to only 44 brewing companies. Industry experts at the time predicted that soon there would only be 5 brewing companies in the United States.
Were they right?
No.
Oh, okay.
So then came about the home brewing hobby because a lot of people couldn't find the beer traditions and styles from other countries locally. So they started making it themselves. One of the first was the Anchor Brewing Company. And also in the 1976, the New Albion Brewery in Sonoma, California.
Is Anchor like Anchor Steam? What is that? San Francisco beer? I could be wrong. Okay.
I don't know. The 1980s, as I mentioned, marked the decade of the microbrewing pioneers. And what you saw was the number of craft brewers going from 8 in 1980 to 537 in 1994 to over 6,000 in 2018.
These are craft brew companies, right? Not like people doing it in their backyard?
Yes.
I was going to say, how do you know that 8 people were in their backyard making bathtub hooch?
Yes. So some of these, just out of curiosity, Sierra Nevada, which is one of the earliest ones that everyone knows about, 1980. New Belgium, 1991.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fat Tire was one of the first beers where I was like, oh,
this is actually great.
Interesting, there's flavor here. Dogfish Head, 1995.
All right.
It's like super recent.
For sure.
I guess not super recent.
That's
a lot of our listeners were probably born right around then.
23 years ago, huh? Damn, dog.
It's just exciting to see kind of the way that these people like made the market themselves. Going to breweries now is like one of my favorite things to do.
It is the best.
There's a whole bunch of them in our area, but just being able to like drink an exciting beverage with all these different flavors and really kind of appreciate the work that goes into it.
Yeah, I really didn't think I would ever have an appreciation for mm-hmm. like fancy flavorful beer, because I really only did drink, for me, a like fancy beer experience was like Yingling. Which I'll still pound a Yingling, but now that I really very, very, very rarely drink to like feel the effects of alcohol on my body, but rather just to like enjoy a tasty beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Going to breweries is the absolute tops.
I know. And that's another fall thing for me, I feel like.
Oh, for sure.
Like a soft pretzel and like a craft beer.
Yeah. I mean, it can be a summertime thing too, if it's indoors, or if they have those little Mr. Fans that they have at like a Universal. Mr. Fan, that's fun. I wonder if they know Miss American Pie.
You were adorable.
I know. Can I do my second thing?
Yes.
My second thing is the month of October.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what do you know? So it's great, and it's spoiled. It's spoiled. Because people knew, and people like were thinking the whole episode, like, what's he going to talk about? Is he going to talk about Halloween? Like, yeah, I'm going to talk about, is he going to talk about pumpkin spice? Yeah,
Have we not talked about October before?
I mean, we've talked about how good fall is. We've talked mm-hmm. about, we did the whole Thanksgiving off.
Yeah.
But the month of October is very, very exciting for me. Now I do need to check wonderful.fyi to make sure we have not explicitly talked about October before. We're in the clear. Let me check the small wonders. We're in the clear.
Okay.
So October is the 10th month of the year.
Okay.
And for me, it's where things really start getting exciting, huh?
Mm-hmm. Is that because my dad's birthday is on the 7th?
I did not know that, but 2 days later, Scott Bakula's birthday is...
Seriously?
For sure, October
9th. Oh my gosh, Scott Bakula and my dad must have the same astrological sign.
Isn't that so fun
to think about? That makes so much sense.
It makes a lot of sense, actually, now that I think about it. There's a lot of reasons why I don't really get excited for a month rolling over until October. Because
yeah,
I feel like this is where things start to get good. It is the quarter of the year that has like the best holidays, right? October, November, December is like where the only good holidays are kept. Not the only good holidays, but you know what I mean. Like the big hitters, Halloween into Thanksgiving into, you know, holiday season, that is like the shit right there. That is good stuff. For us in Texas, October means finally the end of summer weather. Usually it was 93 degrees today, so maybe we'll get there at some point.
Not exactly fall though here.
Not quite fall, but this is when fall kind of rolls over. Yeah. Not September, mm-hmm. certainly not in August. We do start getting some of that fall foliage, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's like a worldwide thing. Like October in West Virginia, forget about it.
Yeah.
We took our honeymoon in Japan in October, and some of like the rural stuff that we did out there was like the most gorgeous shit I've ever seen in my life, because of that fall foliage. The color change was good. The crunchy leaves beneath the feet is good. The leaf piles is good. Although one time I was visiting my nanny, I went down a slide into a big leaf pile. Spider bit me right on the freaking hand. Got real big, like a Dumbo hand. So that was you do get flavors. You do get the pumpkin flavors. You also get like apple caramel. You get the like, salted mm-hmm. caramel flavors. There's mm-hmm. a lot of exciting flavors that you really only start getting around this time. Wax pumpkins. Nobody's eating wax pumpkins any other time of year, like candy corn, right? I call them wax pumpkins.
Do you?
Basically, that's what they are, right?
And mellow cream pumpkins.
Okay. Let's see. TV shows start coming back.
Yeah.
By this point, usually they're all back. Survivor's back on. Hello.
Good Place
is back on. Hi, Good Place. You're still the best show on TV. Thank you. So that's very exciting. I did Scott's birthday. Video games, like the big holiday games, start coming out this month, which is very exciting. Mario Party comes out this Friday. Stoked for that one. Red Dead Redemption 2, going to be so good. That's going to be fun. Cowboys, playing around with all my friends. Cowboys, you know, robbing a train, riding a horse. These are things you do in the video game I just mentioned. I'm not actually going to go rob a train.
I thought you were talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys have a lot of big games this time. They're going to play the Denver Broncos, and they're going to beat their butts. I don't know if any of that's true. I haven't watched a football game in maybe 2 years. Seasonal activities. We're talking about apple picking. I've never done it, but it seems like a lot of people are so enthusiastic about it.
Oh my gosh, this is a big thing where I come from.
Oh, apple picking?
Yes, sir.
How is it? You ever done it?
Oh, so good.
Okay. So do you get to eat them or?
Yes.
Okay, I thought maybe you just get them.
You buy way too many apples and you don't eat all of them, but the experience of plucking it from a tree
is fun.
Unbeatable.
And then you got, you know, corn maze, hayride, haunted house. And speaking of haunted houses, you do get Halloween, which is a good, good holiday. It's fun to go out and play around with your friends in the streets, get up to no good, dress up in fun costumes, see what your friends dress up as. Trick or treat is fun. We definitely talked about that one last year. We've been doing this podcast a year now.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild to me. Well, we've been doing wonderful a year now. We've been doing podcasts together now for what? Shit, like 2.5, 3 years? That's a long time. So also, all I want to do this time of year is watch scary movies. I love scary movies, but I never like make a priority to watch them except for this time of year. And luckily, like all the streaming services are like, here's all of them. Here's every scary movie, which is good. I got a lot I want to watch. And so I just love October. It's like the first month. Obviously, November and December have stuff to do also that is big and fun, but they are also kind of stressful because you got a lot to plan, whether it's a Thanksgiving dinner or, you know, shopping for presents for your friends and family.
It's also kind of the return of seasonal decor.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, after July 4th, around these parts, you don't get a lot of house dress-em-ups.
That's
but
true.
You definitely do this time of year.
That's fun. You get like the fun holiday stuff, but without the like super cold, without the shitty time change stuff.
That is coming.
In November.
Oh, it is November?
We're good.
Okay,
we're good. October rules. Hey, do you want some submissions from our friends at home?
Yes.
Here's one from Casey who says, I think neural networks are wonderful, especially when they're put to silly, nonsensical ends, like the neural network generated beers, metal bands, recipes, et al. Weirdness. It is so nice to be able to have a laugh at something for being pure nonsense that almost resembles something sensical.
I don't know what this is that you're talking about
right now. It's like when you, I showed a computer 1,000 episodes of Frasier and then it wrote its own episode of Frasier. Let's see how it does.
Okay.
Dana says, something I think is wonderful is finding something that is creatively fulfilling. A couple of friends and I have been working on a podcast that released yesterday. It's the most fun I've had in a long time and it's scary to put it into the wild, but I feel happy doing it. And that's what really matters, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Doing podcasts is fun. All creative endeavors are fun and scary, but you got to do them and they're great. And I'm proud
Sometimes
of you.
Sometimes you do an annual podcast your brothers and your friends.
Yeah.
Where you just watch Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh, that's coming up, isn't it? I take it back. This season, this quarter of the year sucks. Peter says, I love participating in the peak efficiency of revolving doors. No awkward door holding. No mumbled mumma. No age before beauty. Just four people using teamwork to get into and out of this building.
Oh, so good.
So efficient.
They always make me a little nervous. You know why?
Why?
Because I feel like you really have to time the speed of rotation appropriately.
Yeah, for sure. Not every speed is going to work for everyone.
And also, if it's a really big one, like, can you fit two?
So scary.
Can you fit two in one little pie wedge or
but
not?
But otherwise, it's great. Thank you to Bowen and Augustus for a theme song. Money Won't Pay. You can find a link to that in the episode description. Thanks to Maximum Fun. Hey, tell the people about Max Fun.
There are podcasts on Maximum Fun related to comedy and culture.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good ones.
That was great. That's all at MaximumFun.org. We have other shows at MacRoyShows.com. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
I have to use the bathroom so bad.
Oh, here it is.
Use the bathroom so bad. I've had to for like the last 5 minutes. Can you tell?
Here it is.
Could you tell? You could tell. I was making a face. Could you tell? This is so embarrassing. I'm going to die. Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay! I'm Allegra Ringo, a small dog owner. My dog Pistachio howls when she's excited.
And I'm Renee Culvert, a big dog owner. My dog Tugboat tips over when he's sleepy.
And we co-host a podcast called Can I Pet Your Dog that airs every Tuesday. We bring you all things dog.
Yes, dog news, dog tech, dogs we met this week. We also have pretty famous guests on, but Legs. We're not going to let them talk about their projects.
No.
Just want to hear about those dogs.
We don't want to hear about your stuff. Only your dogs. So join us every Tuesday on Max Fun.